Okay, we ready? All right, it's a couple minutes after 7. Today is September 11th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee. And I would like everybody to just remember what today is.
Oh, yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Throw it against the wall, that's what I do.
Okay, first item of business, we looked at the minutes from our previous meeting. Any changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
Katrina makes a motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Stephanie seconds, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Questions from last meeting, I didn't see any when I went through the minutes. I think all our questions were answered at the meeting. Does anybody have a question? Look, I didn't think so. Okay.
No, but I had a note that Brenda wanted to know about the $2,000 that they were going to be over for the forest fires.
Okay.
And I found out it's because it was a matching fund grant. And when the $2,000 comes in to cover that, they don't put it back in the budget. They put it in revenue. It never goes back in the budget.
Oh.
That's why it's going to look like it's over $2,000, and it's really not. But that's the answer to that one.
Okay. All right, so we'll start off with the revenue report for the town.
See, this is what makes me nervous.
Yeah, our revenues are way down.
That's what I kept saying. I'm nervous about this whole thing, but.
Any questions about the revenue report? Okay. Great. Next one is.
Looks like the big difference is just the sale of the municipal property. That's really the big difference. Sorry.
Still 200 and something thousand.
Yeah.
Just 50 and something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big chunk of it, the 135,000.
Right.
And that's. Trying to figure out what else.
Why is the miscellaneous revenue? Why is that so? Well, it's miscellaneous other than last year.
Under 3509. On the second page. Yeah, that's about 20 grand last year. It was only 400 bucks the year before, though. So I wonder if that was a one-time something.
Yeah, yes, last year something must have come in for that.
But the cable TV franchise tax is like...
Oh, don't get me going.
Okay.
Yeah. Andrea, are they just late, or are we not going to get it, or...
Which one? The cable TV
franchise tax. It's just lower?
It's just lower.
That's all.
Really?
We're cutting the cord.
Wow.
Yeah, cord cutters.
Oh, well, I guess okay. Because my fees seem to always,
every time. Go up.
My phone bill, my landline bill is like, used to be 42, now it's 108.
What?
That's still pretty low.
It's just for a landline. I don't have any long distance or anything on it. It's just a, and it's... And most of it's fees, and otherwise known as taxes.
Yep.
And the highway block grant.
Yeah. We took a loan out of them to move it to a revolving fund. Mm. So that comes as a revolving fund.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That goes in the revolving fund.
Yes, Jeff cannot use.
So it doesn't show up on here. Right. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We did a warrant article on that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it still gets used for the same stuff. It's just, it shows up in a different place. Okay, the next one is the ambulance revolving fund. And this is a lot of the stuff we saw last time. This isn't all new stuff.
No, look at the dates.
Yeah, so this is, I'm looking at this thinking, oh yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad.
From January. You just want it updated monthly instead of this whole thing every time?
I don't think we need the whole thing every time.
Maybe just monthly, Andrea, she can.
I mean, just a lot of paper.
For nothing.
Does any, do you know the difference between MBS and NGS?
MBS is the medical billing system. These are the ones that, the company that does the billing.
Okay, what's NGS?
It's always for a claim, I think, when it says NG.
Yeah, some kind of claim, it could be.
Claim payment.
Yeah, so it must be an insurance.
Claim payment, just, okay, I was just curious. Because those are the income, those are income.
Yeah, and five income insurance.
Okay. Okay, any questions on that? Yeah, because see, we're only looking at a few things that have occurred since the last time we looked at it. This other stuff we already saw. Okay. Yeah, I don't think she needs to print the whole thing. Here we go. Okay, now the next one we're going to look at is the report of the trust funds that we just got tonight.
We're not doing police.
What?
The police were not, oh, we're doing.
Yeah, we're doing that. We're
afterwards.
Just, I'm just sticking this in before.
Oh, the other, okay.
Did we say we wanted this monthly or quarterly?
I think quarterly.
Every time
they
met, yeah, I think we said.
Because it doesn't really change.
It doesn't change much, no.
The interest should change a bit.
Well, yeah, but.
But month to month, it'd be negligible.
Yeah.
I think quarterly would probably be sufficient.
I think quarterly would be fine.
You want to tell Carla?
Andrew, you can let Carla?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because I don't think we have to see this every month. It's pretty much the same. Okay, that's nothing new. All right, then we'll go to the police revolving fund. And they bought their new cruiser out of the revolving fund, which I thought was, they don't usually do that. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And we don't have any extra police officers to do the details, so I don't know. I don't know where the income's going to come from for a while. And we have a new police chief now, right? Can you just start?
Monday.
Monday?
Yep.
Okay.
I've got a question.
Oops.
Ryan.
Can you put the volume up?
We can't hear you, Ryan.
1 second.
Hold on.
She can put the volume up, I think.
Is the volume on the speaker itself?
I think it's under.
Is it on Zoom? You could probably shift it to the TV.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I think that works.
Okay, try again. No.
It's on the laptop.
Yeah, turn up the laptop volume as well.
I don't know.
You said maybe something.
It's coming through here.
It's coming through the computer, not the.
Oh.
Translate.
Something's moving up.
Yeah, that little thing.
Ryan, can you say something now?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay. Now start over with whatever you were saying because we didn't hear any of it.
I was just going to ask, is the owl or whatever in the same spot? It sounds really muffled. I can't make out what you're saying, but I don't know if it's something
it needs
on
to
my
come over
internet
here.
Connection.
Check the button on the back, Stephanie.
Oh, it fell on the floor, so maybe we accidentally turned it off.
Oh, jeez.
An owl would have broken away.
I don't see the, but I don't see it on.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
it. It doesn't look like it's even on.
Oh, okay. Well,
you see it? Let's see. We have a.
There should be a button there.
Yeah.
I might just be getting the audio through your computer or something then. It sounds really... It's
yeah, the owl's really not on, Rye.
Muffled and far away.
We are far away.
Yeah, where is it?
Press the power button.
Did it unplug?
Okay.
And the little speaker.
And then you press the sound up, right?
Well, that's not
yeah,
the button.
The owl's on.
What's
your output on the microphone? There's a little carrot and an up pointer next to the microphone on the screen.
We can't see the owl.
Yeah, it's not even on.
I wonder if it's not hooked up to the laptop.
Well, it made noise, so it should be on.
But usually there's a green, usually you can tell it's on, the owl. Maybe it broke when it fell. It's only $1,200,
Lynn. Yeah, I'm not the...
Is it really?
Don't we have a slush fund?
We got it with COVID funds when we bought the whole thing, so...
So you plugged in.
If it's not working, don't kill yourself trying to fix it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to have to come through the laptop.
Yeah, see, I can hear you fine. I think it's just the microphone.
Oh, it's unplugged, that's why.
Oh, okay.
It's unplugged on the back of the device.
Somebody said technology is fast leaving me in the dust, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you know to plug it in.
Well, yeah.
It all depends what kind of day you have.
Yes.
That might have just jiggled a little bit.
Awkward spot.
Is that better?
Huh?
Is that better, Ryan?
Can you hear us now?
There we go.
Okay.
I think
yeah, see, you can tell it's on.
Yeah,
it.
See, it's got the lights
on.
His
eyes are lit up.
Oh, the eyes are
His
on.
Eyes
right.
are lit up.
You're all seeing eyes.
There we go.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
thanks, John.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, is that all you were saying, is that you couldn't hear us?
Yeah, it was just the mic. It was coming through the microphone.
Okay,
all right. Think,
okay.
So it's like
you didn't have a question.
Microphone pointing the other way.
That's fine.
Okay.
But I can hear you all great now.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want us to start over?
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Listen to the tape.
I was catching most of it, but
okay.
I couldn't get every word.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we here? Oh, the police revolving fund. Any questions on that?
So does the police department pay for its own Eversource connection and things like that? I'm seeing a lot of Eversource on here.
Those are details.
Oh, details. Okay. Oh, I understand.
Yeah, it's a debit number.
Thank you. Credit. Oh, yeah, that's a credit versus a debit number. No, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Now, here we go. Year-to-year expenditure comparison.
Looks like the wages are pretty much on track.
So we should have, 33-34% left?
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty much above that on almost every category.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. So, yeah.
Pretty good, especially considering how busy it's been on Route 101 with the accident thing.
Police department with paying all those out-of-town people, we're still...
Well, because we're not paying the full-time wage, you know, the other wages, so...
Yeah.
State police cover at night.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
They don't charge us, yeah.
OK. Okay, no questions on that. We will continue. Okay, next is the list of encumbrances. Now, you didn't give us an end-of-year report.
The one we had last meeting is, there were no changes.
But
630.
But the amount left over was different.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
I do, but it may take a minute.
See, she didn't have encumbrances on there.
No, she didn't, but...
No.
But... We talked about...
She said there'd be about 150 coming back to the town. But we just all signed the report that goes to the state. So those numbers should be in.
Okay, here's the end of year from last time.
Oh, encumbrances. Okay, she did put it in.
And this shows
okay.
300,000 left over. So the encumbrances.
This doesn't have revenues on it, though, either.
But she put it over here. She has the encumbrances plus the expenses. That's why there's only 89 or whatever it is left. Yeah.
No, that's this year.
Right.
I'm not concerned about this school year.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay.
I don't care about school year. I'm talking about the last
year,
school year. So this shows 300,000 left, but then we have 400,000 in encumbrances. So are some of the encumbrances... I'm just confused. And then you said that you thought there'd be what 150,000 left?
That's what she told me.
So I don't get it.
Probably
on
the revenue side would be my guess.
No.
I thought we were gonna get. I didn't think to bring it.
No.
So I don't. Baldwin's court. I don't.
Related.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at the last page. It shows available balance 313,638. But then there is a column for encumbrances.
That was like budget or encumbrance. That wasn't the...
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I don't know where the $400,000 came from. So,
or where it will come from, you mean?
Well, obviously they didn't encumber it. You can't encumber more than you have left over. So I don't...
Yeah, I'll ask
they don't
her.
Match.
I don't know. And then... And she said about 150,000 was going to go back to the town. So I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't think that much is going to be there.
Any questions on the encumbrances themselves?
Did they send, I haven't looked through it, the enrollments, the current enrollments?
I forwarded it on Friday.
I didn't get it.
I don't know. I've checked it.
Let me just double check. I sent something on Friday.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, you usually forward it right away.
Yeah, I forward everything I get. I don't remember seeing the enrollment.
I don't see it.
Opening day enrollments. I thought I sent that on.
Yeah, I've got the encumbrances in.
Right.
I didn't see the enrollments.
I can tell you.
Oh, good.
The opening day enrollment. The only thing they didn't have was high school. So 270 students total. 39 in kindergarten, 33 in first, 31 in second, 25 in third, 35 in fourth, 30 in fifth, 21 in sixth, 26 in seventh, and 30 in eighth.
What was the opening number last year?
Opening day 2023 was 271.
And you said it's 270?
270.
So, difference, one kid. So about the same.
Yep.
But we got a big kindergarten.
Well, they say that every year, though. We have a big kindergarten.
We did. Last year,
it never goes up.
37, this year, 39.
Okay.
Do you want me to forward it?
Sure. As well.
Because the high school tuition, that's important just because we pay so much.
Oh, but you said high school's not included.
No, she doesn't have that yet, though, I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, if you send it to me, I'll send it to everybody. Okay. And then the last report is just the expenditures, but that's this school year, so that's kind of nothing.
We did hire a new business administrator, so.
Oh, to replace Karen?
Yeah, but she'll be working.
Through budget, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Okay.
Questions?
Any questions on the school report for this year? Any other questions at all?
Oh, when do you go over budget dates and all that good stuff?
Well, that was the next thing. Calendar for the budget season. Do you have your dates? Have you guys figured out the... No?
We'll meet you Friday.
Okay. And do you folks have... You don't have your dates. Okay.
No, but I have last year's dates.
Well, yeah, I'll wait till you give me this year's dates.
Okay.
And then I'll make up the calendar. So give them to me as soon as you have them. You can
so
both give them to me.
Meeting Friday, what other dates do you need? Like warrant article due date?
No, probably when we're going to hear the public.
The deliberative session dates,
the
town meeting, when the warrant articles are due, and then I can figure out when all the hearing, you know, like I do every year, when everything else has to happen.
So the first one that we meet is our meeting. Do we set the date for that?
Okay, let me look at last year's calendar.
The school was always after us.
Yeah.
So the review of the school budget and warrant articles last year was November 20th.
The first thing we do, review the selectmen's budget and formulate our questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's October, at our October meeting,
mm-hmm.
which will be on the 9th, the second Wednesday. And then we have a joint meeting with this will be October 9th. And then we have a joint meeting with the selectmen and review the school budget. That was November 20th. So
I hate doing it that way. I want to get it done early.
What do you want
to? I said I like to get them done as early as we can myself. Just to... But you do. I think Lynn schedules it as quick as she can.
Yeah, I just, yeah. So that was what we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And our November meeting is the 13th, but there's a reason why we couldn't do that, and I don't remember what it was.
Is that a holiday or something?
I don't remember.
Is that Monday?
I was going to say Veterans Day or something. One of those.
It's the 11th, right. Yeah. Anyway, so... see what I do. I look at the calendar and then I look at the town calendar mm-hmm. to make sure the room is available and then I figure it out. So as soon as I get the dates from you guys, I'll figure it out. And it won't be that much different from last year.
And again, if anybody can come Friday, that you'll hear all the department heads will explain everything they're asking for and why they need it, and it saves a lot of...
Offhand, do you know what time on Friday it begins?
8.
Well, it starts at 8?
They changed it, yeah. It's, I think she put it on, it was somewhere written.
AM or PM?
AM. That's what I say.
I'll be in the car heading up to northern Vermont, so I'll probably dial in my phone.
Can you can Zoom, can you, from your car?
Yeah, there's an audio option.
Yeah.
If I have cell service.
Zoom from your car. Not a moment's peace.
I'll be up near Canada, so.
Oh.
Weird question.
Yeah.
So we had a community member who did a lot for the town, who's passed away, owner of Palmec Industries.
Yes.
Would the town normally do something for...
We haven't done business owners before, that
like,
I know
of. Like, has he donated, like, I don't know, like, I know they have the alarm system at the school here, a few IAA, library maybe.
I don't know if he donated here when we
no,
built
no,
it
No, we paid
not.
For that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
okay.
not all
Someone,
donated.
I mean, I know who you mean, I'm a good
yeah.
community member, but we don't normally, or the town doesn't normally, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. I think CYA is going to do something.
Yes, probably.
They, yeah, did donate some time to them. But I didn't know. Yeah.
Normally, the town more does people who are involved
Employees,
in civic
yeah.
affairs rather than...
Gotcha.
I mean, there are obviously business owners who do a lot more than some
yeah.
of those people, but normally the town recognizes the people that are involved in civic. And then there's, like, you know, who they donate, who they dedicate the town report to. So. Yeah. Okay. Any other question? So that means our next meeting is October
9th.
Nice.
And we'll presumably at that time be looking at the selectman's budget.
Mm-hmm.
Proposed budget, excuse me.
Proposed, yeah.
Their proposed budget.
So Friday, the selectmen hear it all.
Yes, anybody sitting in the audience.
It. They hear
yeah.
whoever is presenting, and then you have your regular, what do we want to present to the budget committee meeting?
No, we vote on each line, each department.
In that?
That day.
That day, okay.
Yeah, sometimes we go back because the total is a little bit larger than we think it's supposed to be, and we'll go back and say, you know, you might want to look at that again or whatever. But all of it's presented that day.
Okay.
Is there also like a public comment portion of that meeting as well?
That's usually not there, but they'd
yeah, there usually isn't a lot of but I mean, they're pretty good about
yeah.
Brian's good about letting
yeah.
people speak. He really is, because it does no good to not let them speak, in my opinion.
Once the selectmen give us the budget, it's our budget, and then we have a public hearing. So you know what I
mean? Yeah,
so this is just they're formulating their budget and presenting it to us, which doesn't mean the public shouldn't participate, but
yeah,
the public
ideas,
has several options.
But like, you know,
yeah.
the people from the departments will explain why they want
either
want
what they
want. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's nothing else. Would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Katrina?
Yes.
I'll second the motion.
And Josh seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Have a lovely evening.
Mm-hmm.